USA News. I'm Dave Collins. A Republican congressman closely involved in the debt ceiling negotiations says House Speaker Kevin McCarthy's job is absolutely safe.
This speaker has been one of the best strategists we've ever had.
Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, Garrett Graves of Louisiana said that any call to oust McCarthy from his role as speaker is not a mainstream position within the Republican caucus. While Graves said he agreed with President Biden that the debt ceiling negotiations were done in good faith, he noted there was a lot of candor in some tense moments. SpaceX launched a fleet of new Starlink satellites into orbit early this morning from the Cape Canaveral Space Force Station on the Florida coast.
3, 2, 1, ignition, engines full power, and liftoff of Starlink 6-4. Go Starlink, go Falcon.
The Falcon 9 rocket carried nearly two dozen V-2 mini satellites, a smaller version of the V-2, with four times the capacity of previous models. The CEO of Bank of America says he's glad the debt ceiling debate is behind us.
That has provided momentary momentum in the markets and allows us to face the real economic issues and real debt level issues ahead of us.
Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, Brian Moynihan called it a political process and said it's not good for the country to have to reach a last-minute deal. Moynihan sidestepped the question when asked if he agreed with bank CEOs who say the debt ceiling should be eliminated. Walt Disney's Pixar Animated Studio is eliminating 75 positions as part of CEO Bob Iger's plan to eliminate 7,000 jobs. Cuts include the two executives behind Lightyear, which was a box office disappointment. Miami Heat fans have their fingers crossed for Game 2, the NBA Finals, at 8 p.m. tonight. It's the Heat taking on the Nuggets. Nuggets lead the best of seven. NBA Finals now 1-0. This is USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code STRONG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code STRONG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code STRONG.
A county sheriff in Maryland is accused of renting out machine guns. Frederick County Sheriff Chuck Jenkins says he wants to be tried separately from a gun business owner on federal charges. Jenkins and Robert Justin Kropp are accused of conspiring to fraudulently acquire machine guns and rent them out. Jenkins also is charged with making false statements to ATF agents. His attorney said in a court filing last week that Jenkins had no financial incentive in the alleged scheme. A 4-year-old girl survived a fall from a third-story window in New York City. Happened around 8:30 Saturday morning in Brooklyn. The New York Post says the preschooler was looking out the window of her third-floor apartment when she somehow fell out. The girl was taken to a local hospital but suffered only a broken leg. Is Prince Harry in the U.S. legally?
Prince Harry's prior drug use is prompting a U.S. court to review his visa as the Heritage Foundation sues for disclosure of his immigration records. The lawsuit aims to determine the legality of his visa approval, considering American immigration law's stance on past drug use as a basis for rejection. The court hearing is scheduled for June 6th in Washington, D.C. I'm John Schaefer.
The new Barbie movie has caused international shortage of pink paint. In a recent interview, director Greta Gerwig explained that in her effort to create the world of Barbie, set designers needed so much pink paint they caused a worldwide shortage. Dave Collins, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.